Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Sarah, and this is the Whispering Woods listener and Reddit stories. If you'd like your story to be featured on the podcast, please email it to thewhisperingwoodspodcast@gmail.com. Now, I've got four stories today, and they're all from Reddit, so I'll get straight into them. First of all, I want to say a thank you to I Want to Be a Cowboy Baby for letting us share your story. I had a peculiar experience about 7 years ago, which I've frequently gone back to thinking about, yet I've never been able to figure out what exactly it was that happened. So I was about 16 or 17 years old at the time. I'd been on my lunch break from college, and I was walking through the town centre, making my way back for my next class. There's a big church in the middle of the part of town I had to walk through. And there are often people standing near the church, offering people leaflets, preaching, striking up conversations about religion, that sort of thing. Which doesn't bother me, as long as they're respectful to those who don't want to stop and talk. Anyway, as I was walking past the church, I was stopped by somebody who had hold of some leaflets. Didn't think much of it at first. She just seemed like your average middle-aged religious lady. And the things she said to me, initially, weren't out of the ordinary. She was just asking me if I have a belief in God, and if I attend church, that sort of thing. I politely explained that while I'd love to chat, if I had the time, I was actually on my way back to college, so I didn't really have time. This is where it got kind of strange. She put her hand on my arm and sort of gripped. Not in a way that felt aggressive, but quite firm is the best way I can describe it. She then looked me in the eyes in quite an intense manner, addressed me by my name and said, "I know you're hurting. I can see it in your eyes." I was taken aback that she knew my name because 1, I'd never met or interacted with her before. 2, I didn't tell her my name. 3, I was alone, so there was nobody around that she could have heard saying my name. And 4, I wasn't wearing my college ID badge or anything else that would have identified me. I tried to make out that I was completely fine and that I didn't know what she meant. But the truth is that I do struggle quite badly with mental health problems, and I was really low at that time, although I thought I'd been making a decent effort at hiding that and pretending to be happy. She didn't really say much else, other than telling me to take care of myself. And off I went to go about my business. I suppose it just unsettled me that she seemed to know who I was, with no rational explanation as to how. I'd love to hear other people's thoughts, or of any similar experiences.
I find that story really uncanny. Somebody knowing your name, it's just sinister, isn't it? Even though their intentions may be good, that would really freak me out quite a lot. And it would play on my mind, you know. I'd be looking out, peeking out the curtains to make sure that nobody followed me home. I think it's because it reminds me of like a destiny type thing. People checking up on you. I guess I watch too many movies because I'm thinking of like End of Days, that kind of thing, you know. But thanks again. I want to be a cowboy, baby. I loved it. Really good story. And I hope you're doing okay now. Right, on to the second story. And I want to say a thank you to Sylvie Risk 7563. Thanks so much for letting us share your story. Hello all. I've never really posted before, so I'm sorry if this doesn't belong. But I've had some experiences in my early childhood that I would like some clarity on. I grew up in the heart of the Appalachian Mountains in West Virginia in the mid-2000s. I lived in a little house on top of the mountain with no neighbours. This is important context-wise, and I spent most of my time outside, playing in the forest that was my backyard. Some of my earliest memories involve seeing what many people call shadow people, although these were only outside and never aggressive. They would walk in behind trees and would disappear or materialise, but they never just appeared. They would only emerge or disappear behind trees. I began to bring them little things like jacks and bouncy balls or acorns because I thought they were my friends. After I began doing this, they began to appear more frequently and would come closer to me. They wouldn't ever get closer than roughly 15 feet away. And when they did, we would have what I used to call dance parties. Any movement I would make, they'd directly copy. If I waved, they waved. If I jumped, they jumped. So I would run around and dance, and they would also dance. I never felt danger with these entities either. I always got either a very neutral or warm feeling around them. That's why I'm confused, because whenever I Google shadow people, they always mention dark feelings and experiences, when that wasn't the case for me. I should also mention that physically, these creatures were just like human silhouettes, both male and female looking, and were roughly average height, but probably a little smaller since they were close to my height as a child. Do any of you know what these were, and have any of you had similar experiences? These do sound like kind of forest spirits of some sort. Pleased that they weren't malevolent, and they sound pretty harmless and quite nice, actually. It's like they say, isn't it, that things appear to young children, you know, to young people, to children, because they're a lot more open to it, I guess, and they don't really pay that much attention to it. But it's a great story, and thank you so much for letting us share it. Right, on to the third story, and this one is from a deleted user. I hope this doesn't get deleted immediately because, well, I didn't read the rules. Sorry. Anyway, my parents just moved into a retirement community at the minimum age requirement of 55. They aren't retired, but a lot of folks here are. This doesn't really matter. So they move in and everything goes well. As it goes, new home equals new sounds, new smells, things that go bump in the night, yada yada. My mum is by no means extremely anything, be it religion, politics, or paranormal. We have always been open to the unknown, but other than watching paranormal stuff on TV, we have zero first-hand experience or proof. So it's been a month or two since they got settled in, and my mum begins to have small things that seem off happen to her. Hearing the door to the garage open, even though it's across the house. One night, she hears a voice that sounds exactly like mine, calling out for her. Mum, nothing too intense, but something that genuinely had her losing sleep, as I'm her only child. She begins to think something has happened to me, and that I'm trying to contact her. She calls. It's not me, I'm fine. So she starts questioning herself, but she assures me that she wasn't in a dreamlike state or anything. Something was going on. My mum has been going to the same lady to cut her hair ever since I can remember. The stylist, we'll call her T, has always been, I don't know what the word is, but in tune with aspects of the world that I wasn't ever privy towards. But she was always wonderfully kind to me through the years. I started getting cuts from her as well. She also had a firm but playful energy. She didn't mess around, unless it was obvious that she was. My mum goes to her and starts telling her that some stuff is going on and she can't quite figure out what it is. T ponders for a few seconds and asks, is there a mirror in the house that was there when you moved in? My mum tells her yes, but it wasn't our taste, so we put it in the garage. T then begins to describe the mirror to my mother, who hadn't even mentioned the damn thing, and she nails it to a T. She asks if it has scrolls around it. I would try to describe it more myself, but I'm not great at that. I can add a picture later. Anyway, T says, it's a portal. She offers to come over as she has experience with this sort of stuff. And apparently she has a protecting angel or something, I don't know. This is all second hand. I'm doing my best. My mum doesn't call her, but this past weekend, she still couldn't sleep and was finding herself staring out the window nearest the bed. So the next day, she sends T her new address, and on Sunday, yes, yesterday, T comes over and uses some bell chime app, some sage and a bowl thing, and walks around the house, feeling it out. She says there was a shadow couple outside, but they were no longer there. One of the rooms in the house was full of love and happiness, and as she's standing in the bedroom, she begins muttering some things, not sure if she was having a full-blown conversation or chanting, but she says there was a young couple standing in the bay windows closest to the bed. They were lost, and T helped them cross over. Being very curious, my mum started asking around in her new community about car accidents and whatnot around this area. And sure enough, there are tons that have happened in this specific area in the neighbourhood. Mum found pictures from Obits about a young couple that had died in a car accident in 2013. Two old folks, mid-70s, didn't see them as they turned into the community and killed them. Neither of the old people were injured, while the young couple dies immediately. Oh, did I mention? They'd just been engaged. Pretty sad. Well, she tells me all of this, and I recognise the last name. It's the older sister of a girl I graduated high school with. We think that they could tell my mum was aware and open to something happening, and they used her trigger, which has always been me, to get her attention, which they most certainly did. This may not be the craziest story or anything, but it's very real and I almost cried when I was being told all of this information. Everything adds up, even the parts I'm sure I'm forgetting to mention. Now I'm posting here because I felt like I needed to tell someone. I want to get in touch with the girl from high school, but I don't want to reopen scar tissue. I don't want her to think I'm messing with her. Plus, I don't know their openness to any of this, or if they were hyper-religious or something. But if by chance you are reading this, CU, sister's initials, they have passed through and are no longer lost. And they were still together. Edit. The obituary picture was sent to T, and she confirmed that it was the two she was speaking to. So sad. You know, just engaged and that happens. It's nice to know that they're still together though, by the sounds of it, and the portal was closed. It always raises that question, doesn't it? If you've got those skills and abilities and you see something, do you share it with the family? Because you do risk coming across as like being a bit out there, or, you know, it could be really hurtful and upsetting for somebody to hear stuff like that, like in the movie Ghost. But still really comforting. I love it when stories sort of back up that there's something after, you know? I find that really, really comforting. On to the fourth and final story. Thank you to Neoplatonist, GTAW. Thanks so much for letting us share this story. My ex and I found a place I think we weren't supposed to. This happened in 2013-14, my junior year in high school. Also, apologies if I've tagged this wrong. I was visiting my girlfriend and her family in Washington. We drove up to the BLM roads to do some grilling and shooting. It was spring break, so it was very grey and very rainy. While the adults were setting up the grills, my girlfriend and I got on an ATV and went back on the road we came in on to do some exploring. We went around a sharp curve in the road and the wind and rain stopped. The sky went from grey to gold and there was a clearing that went from the side of the road to the woods roughly 200 feet away. The light in the sky was not coming from where the sun was at the time and the space between the trees was much darker than it had been before. We both could tell something was off. I took off my helmet so I could hear better, and there was a sort of whistling, whooping sound coming from a specific spot in the trees. I couldn't see anything, but I knew something could see me, and I could feel that it wasn't happy I was there. We turned around and noped it out of there as fast as we could. It was kind of like that scene in Princess Mononoke where you see the forest spirit for the first time, except very angry. The cherry on top of all this is that we had been gone for about 30 minutes when we got back. But according to my girlfriend's family, we were gone for 3 hours. I know there's things in the woods, but I don't know what this was. And it's been burned into my brain for a decade.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
also sounds like forest spirits, but ones who aren't particularly nice, to be perfectly honest. I've been in places where I felt really, really uncomfortable and just want to get the hell out there, you know? So I know that vibe. It comes through strong at times. But thanks so much for letting us share that story. It's short, but I've really liked it. Short and sweet and succinct. Right, well, that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed. And again, if you'd like your story to be featured on the podcast, please email it to thewhisperingwoodspodcast@gmail.com. Take care, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
We'll be right back.